Good afternoon. Welcome to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Well, I have an article. Military shutting down facility targeted by conspiracy theorists. The U.S. military research facility, long at the center of conspiracy theories, will be dismantled and shut down this summer if all goes according to the plan. HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, an acronym for High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, has been implicated in everything from mind control to extreme weather like hurricanes and tornadoes and all types of other evil, according to people who know the truth. It's been implicated in everything from mind control to extreme weather like hurricanes, floods, earthquakes, tornadoes since the project's origins in the early 90s. 2010, for instance, former Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad told the UN that the facility was responsible for devastating floods in Pakistan. Scientists have always waved off such claims as completely ludicrous. Quote, we're moving on to other ways of managing the ionosphere. The research facility is located in remote Gakona, Alaska, and according to its official website, which has been offline since 2013, it has never been involved in any classified programs. Instead, the facility, which is run jointly by the U.S. Air Force and the U.S. Navy, in addition, with additional funding from DARPA and the University of Alaska, is involved in a range of studies on the ionosphere. In particular, research is focused on using the upper layer of the atmosphere to enhance communications technologies. The facility uses 33 acres of high frequency antennas to send signals into the upper atmosphere. Those signals are reflected back and then examined to study how the ionosphere affected the signals. As a side note, there is a technology called, I think it's called LIDAR. And LIDAR technology is used to look, penetrate, gives the military the ability to look into the Earth's crust. I've heard up to 50 miles LIDAR technology. And maybe you haven't heard, but this is the technology that the United States used to map all of the underground tunnels in the Middle East, in Gaza, and up into Lebanon, Syria. And last week, it was found out that the U.S. has not given Israel this insight to this technology, and also to assist Israel in locating these tunnels so Israel can destroy them so that they can end this war in the Gaza Strip. I think it's called LIDAR. What is it? I guess it is a radar. And I discussed yesterday that the Air Force is going to triple the 30,000-pound bunker buster bombs. Why is that important? To me, it's very important. Because you see, these bombs, yes, they're going to be used in the Middle East. They're going to be used in Gaza. They'll be used wherever they're needed, in Ukraine, Russia. But eventually, the prime ministers of the countries of the United States that are considered to be hostile to the U.S., foreign corporations and their CEOs that are going to be considered to be hostile to the United States of America, these individuals are already presently along with Bill Gates and the Zuckerbergs and all of the people who are steering the evil in this country. They're all building these underground facilities. Well, the bunker busters may be used on some of the shallow facilities. David Walker, an Air Force official tasked with overseeing much of the branch's science and technology research efforts, told Congress this week that HARP is not an area that we have any need for in the future. And this is true. They don't have a need for it in the future. Why? Because they have moved on to other technology. They have the Doppler systems all over the country with working with NEXRAD off these shores. They have this equipment on ships that they can move up and down any coast of any country in the world. And using this type of, you might say, micro HARP, a HARP facility in miniature, they can use it on a ship just as powerful as the big apparatus up in Gakona. But they have not one. They don't know how many they have. 20? 50? Scattered all over the world? Then on land, they have Doppler radar. NEXRAD. These highly powered radar systems that can shoot radar, microwave, basically, into the atmosphere, stopping a weather pattern that's coming in. They can hold the moisture still so that it doesn't go past a certain point within probably about a mile. And it rains like crazy. It rains for days and days and days and days, and they flood everything. Or they can scatter a moist front coming in. They can scatter it. They can dry it up. And nothing. It doesn't, it's just a worthless cloud. It has no benefit to mankind. No rain. It's dry. It is a sterile clouds. And I'll be back in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360 AM Radio, 1360KHNC.com.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360KHNC.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never, ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I'm proud of my business. That is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor,
on Sunday, be sure to join me at noon or from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And then through the week, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. Now, why is this important? David Walker, an Air Force official tasked with overseeing much of the branch's science and technology research efforts, told Congress this week that HAARP is not an area that we have any need for in the future, according to the Anchorage Daily News. We're moving on to other ways of managing the ionosphere, which the HAARP was really designed to do. The facility is said to have cost more than some $5 million per year to run. Unless someone steps up with those kinds of funds, it seems HAARP is destined for the history books. This is a straight-out blatant lie. This man is a blatant liar. He can't tell the truth. Why? Because he worked for this administration, and he can't tell the truth. He's not allowed to tell the truth. He must mislead. That's what they do. He has an employer, the U.S. government. And the U.S. government is telling the American citizens the truth. They are our friend. We need to unfriend, and I don't mean, be careful, I'm going to be careful what I'm saying. You need to unfriend your thinking that you may have in believing, like Ronald Reagan said, the government is here to help you. No. It's a system. It's like religions. Religions are a system. Greek churches, Catholic churches, Lutheran churches, evangelical churches, Judaism. They're systems. And systems set in place laws, procedures to protect themselves, so they can continue to live. Continuity of government or continuity of churches, the continuity of a family. Now, we live, for those living here in Colorado, there are some spiritual principles about this state that people don't know about, unaware of. One of the natural principles is Colorado is the highest, has the highest land mass of any state in the continental U.S. We are the mountain. We are the plateau. We are a term that is used in the Bible by the prophets of God, a high place. And it can be used in a positive and a negative or a negative way. The children of Israel worshipped in Jerusalem, which was a little higher than the surrounding area. It was a high place. And there they could worship God, in the temple in Jerusalem, but also in the occult world of that time and before, the high places or the mountains is where the people who were in the occult would go to build their altars, to cast their spells over an area, a nation. This is where they would go. Well, I hate to inform the people of Colorado or Colorado, this is a high place, and you have the two dynamics that I just presented. From this mountain, there is praise and worship and a plan of God that is going out over the country to the world to bless the world, to be a blessing to the nations, the knowledge of God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But from this mountain, there is also bloodshed that is going to go out, has been going out, will continue to go out. And blessing is going out, spiritual airwaves, prayers, and occult activity. From this mountain, there is much satanic witchcraft curses that have gone out over the nation to curse people and to make the occult world in this country more powerful. Now, with the HAARP program, in 1998, as a minister, as someone who has been involved with the things of God, ministry, churches, in the evangelical world, as a former Catholic, but still have many family members that are Catholic, the Holy Spirit in 1998 told me, and I had a thought, and I had to think about it, and I realized it was something that the Lord was telling me. The Holy Spirit was revealing to me that Colorado had a dual purpose, a purpose to bless the nation and the nations, and a purpose used by the occult world to bring bloodshed to the nations. Well, at that time, I remembered. I didn't forget. And then in the following years, as I began to go online, I lived in Longmont, and wherever I was, I could go online, and I began to research, and I did research on Colorado. The Colorado River was actually the Green River, which comes in from Wyoming, northern Wyoming. It was the Green River. But because of the politics of Colorado and the influence of the powerful people in this state, they changed the name to the Colorado River. Now, where the Green River joins the Colorado River in Green River, Utah, in that vicinity, it's still called the Green River till it hits the Colorado River, then it changes name to the Colorado River. It means color red. Leaving Colorado, it was red from all the silt, and the western Colorado was red. Colorado. Color red. That's the meaning. From Colorado, this state will be used for much bloodshed and destruction and misery internationally. And from this high state, this high point, this high mountain in this country, we control the atmosphere through the Air Force Academy. We can control outer space. We did through the Space Center that was in Colorado Springs. It's still, to some degree, there at NORAD. I think it had been moved to another state. They want to bring it back to Colorado, but it's tied into Colorado. And the Center for Weather Warfare Operations is in Boulder, Colorado. And all of the computing network throughout the world done by satellite from Boulder to the ships at sea, to the little systems all over the country, NEXRAD, all these sites, is done from Boulder, Colorado. This is the research that's out there. You can find it from a high mountain, from an occult center. And it's through that center, NCAR, National Center for Atmospheric Research, and NOAA, National Oceanic Atmospheric Headquarters, right in Boulder, Colorado. Then you have Google, who has just moved into Boulder. You see, these systems need computing power. They need computers. And where, why was it strategic? It was strategic to put Google computing base in downtown Boulder. It's one of the bigger centers. And they needed to map the atmosphere from Colorado. So where did they do it? Where was their location? CSU. And they have the petabyte facilities at CSU. And the way I understood it from the research I've happened upon, they were documenting the rivers in the air. This is what the Bible calls them. The Bible talks about the wind patterns, the currents, the rivers in the atmosphere. And these people read the Bible. Many people, even you who are listening that are not Christians, who don't care about God, you're far from God, you don't care. It's okay. You need to know that the people in the occult, they read the Bible. They look at the way the sacrifices of Israel were carried out, and they mimic, they mirror the worship, but not to God, to Satan. And it's very powerful worship. And they have songs they sing when they commit their rituals. They sing and they praise, sing says praise to Satan when they perform their rituals. They go to the Bible to learn their evil. They mirror what God says for good, and they mirror it for evil. They know the principles of high places. That's why this government has placed these facilities in Colorado. Another facility out there, where east of Denver and Aurora, you have the big information gathering system, those satellite dishes. It's one of the biggest in the world, gathering information on what happens in Canada, Mexico, all through this United States. The other one is in Sydney, Australia. The other one is in Great Britain, in the swamps there in Great Britain. Now, these facilities are still gathering information. They built another one in Utah on the Wasatch Front. But they have now more of these facilities or these ways to gather information in outer space. You have the Space Command Center. This is just the beginning of the evil coming out of Colorado. Just the beginning of the evil. There was another great evil that took place in 2008 at Invesco Field. There was a candidate that became the nominee for President of the United States of America. Why Denver? Why Denver? Ask yourself, why did it have to be Denver? The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. I'll be back in a few minutes.
You've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life. And you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Cut, take two, action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose, to fight for the amazing life you made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. You've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at nodiabetesbyheart.org.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Would you like to
I've been waiting for quite a while to present this in this fashion. Christ has never lied to me. The Holy Spirit has always told me the truth. If he tells me that this state would be used for great, great evil internationally to destroy nations, and how? HAARP? From the satellite? From the air? And the center would be Boulder, Colorado, a high place, a high satanic center. If you lived in Colorado in the 60s, you could go to Boulder, Colorado in the 64, 5, 6, 7, 8 through the 70s, the early 70s. And one thing that was prevalent, all of the young hippies on the hill, for the most part, were not innocent. They were involved in witchcraft. Witchcraft. Up in the hills, witchcraft. Everywhere you go, the Boulder Museum, they glorify witchcraft. Paintings of the witches in the Boulder Art Museum. But that is one of the things that it's always been. Boulder has always been steeped in the occult from its very beginning. And the same with Colorado. Why? Because the devil worshippers, people involved in the occult, in the other world, down the rabbit hole, they know the principles. They study the Bible. To the Christian people, a shame to the pastors. Like my pastor years ago, when I first gave my life to Christ and began to be churched, would never allow any talk of the devil. Only Jesus, only Christ. Talking about the devil gave glory to the devil. Well, I say that this pastor was foolish, though he did so much to help me in my Christian walk. He was foolish. He did not understand the Bible. You cannot take one half of the scripture, the teachings of Christ, and cut off the teachings of Christ that talk about His teachings concerning Satan. Remember, when he began his ministry, immediately he was taken into the desert to be tempted by the devil. So you might as well cut that account out of the Bible. Well, he didn't, because he wanted his people to know there was an enemy that was very powerful, and the enemy would learn the spiritual principles of the Bible, because Satan would teach his children these principles so that they could build his kingdom. These weapons, are they building the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of darkness? Well, they're being used for evil right now. The internet is a blessing to the world, but it is definitely being used for evil. And it's through the internet which Christ decided that, well, through the internet, the fulfillment of one of the sayings of Christ, everything that is hidden will be revealed. Nothing will be hidden. Everything will be brought out into the open, made known for mankind to see, because Christ intended that his people would see all of the evil of the children of the devil. And so the children of the devil, they hate it. They don't like to be exposed. They don't want the world to know that most of these people at NCAR and NOAA and Google, they are actually servants of the kingdom of darkness. And they know it. They won't deny it. They don't like to be exposed. They don't like to be brought out in the open. But Christ said it would happen, and they cannot stop it. And why can't they stop it? Because there are cosmic laws, spiritual principles that they also have to live by. They can't do everything in the dark without being exposed. It's a cosmic law that what they're doing in the dark must be brought out into the open. People have free will, and if you meet two people, one person in the occult, one person that is a believer, or somebody that is decent, And you get to make the choice who you're going to befriend and who you need to stay away from and what each person believes. Cosmic laws. If they don't tell the people what the truth is about what is happening, then they're not allowed technology. They're not allowed insight into the king, what would you call them, of the kingdom of darkness. All of the secrets of the kingdom of darkness, they don't have access to those secrets. Nikola Tesla had access to those secrets, but he put everything out for the world to see. Everyone knew about his technologies, but immediately the Rockefellers, with J.P. Morgan, that whole cabal of criminals, they took his technology. The Rockefellers were right there in the background wanting to see what he was up to, and immediately they gave the order to take that technology and hide it. This is on the internet. This is the principle that God said. If they don't tell us what they're doing, they don't have access to more secrets that are hidden in darkness. Cosmic laws. Every man has free will. But before man can exercise free will to make decisions, he has to have the truth presented to him. It's taken a few years, but now the truth of coronavirus, the truth about these vaccinations, the truth is coming out. It has to come out. People, when there is a shift in the society, everybody moves with that shift. Sometimes it's not, you need to sit back and see what direction the shift is going before you move in that direction. Many people, they sensed something not right about the vaccinations, and they decided they weren't going to fall into the trap, and they're better off for it. The others, I know people, friends, that have taken the vaccinations and they're suffering for it. We pray for them, family members that we love. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
The Tree Farms Memorial Day Sale, now through Memorial Day. Get 25 to 30% off all sizes of shade trees, flowering trees, and fruit trees, including aspen, apple, cherry, maple, oak, and more. Three-year-old, six-foot-tall spring snow, fruitless crabapple trees, only $139.99 each. Now through Memorial Day at the Tree Farm. Come see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
we who were born in the last century, in the middle of the last century, we have had and experienced the very, very best of what this great country is. We've experienced the best education, travel, just the best in across the board. But now we have moved into a time where we have to live day by day because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Living here in Colorado, I have friends that are very sensitive spiritually. I have a friend living in New Mexico, and he said every time I would come up to the Boulder area, up to Colorado, he said I came up for a trip. He said I was in my stomach. I was sick for the whole time. The minute I drove south out of Colorado toward Raton Pass, I was fine. I've had other people that come cross country from the east. They drive across that eastern border and they sense something dark, evil, because they're just sensitive to stuff like that. There's another spiritual principle involved. Many Christian people, wherever the action is, wherever the what they feel the move of God is, they want to be part of it. This is the way people are. They want to be, you know, they want to have the best football team, baseball team, basketball teams. They want to be part of the whatever the. You have these kids right now that are protesting on the campuses. They want to be part of something great. Well, they're not part of something great. They're part of something evil, extremely evil, demonic, diabolical, and they don't know it. But I've told Christian people, if you're not to be in Colorado, you better pray and find where God needs you to be. Because this is going to be a difficult place to be in the future. This is a high occult center here in Weld County. Witchcraft, very powerful witchcraft. But not as powerful as the witchcraft in Larimer County. The witchcraft in Larimer County is much more powerful than Weld County. And Larimer County, they are in a sense kind of in a tiff with the devil worshipers in Boulder County, because Boulder County, the witchcraft in Boulder County here in northern Colorado, is much more powerful than that of Larimer County. So you might say in Larimer County, these people are very, you know, they're very, there's a word that, ambitious, not ambitious, they're always in a battle to see who's the strongest. Well, Larimer County witchcraft is not as powerful as Boulder County witchcraft. You can't beat it. In the three counties, hands down, Boulder County. Great evil, the Lord told me great evil would come out of Boulder County. Great, great evil. And it has come out of Boulder County. Then you have, like I stated earlier, you have the great gathering system, I'm trying to remember the name of it, in Denver, east of Denver. Then you have one of the biggest occult centers built on an occult area, DIA, Indian Burial Grounds. There, when it was first built, these jets would sit there getting ready to rev up before they take off, and out of nowhere, a piece of concrete would break and be sucked into an engine and destroy that motor. Never heard about that, have you? The demons were very, very, they were excited. So they had to come in. I believe they had to come in, and I'm looking for researching. I know the principles. You have to have Indian medicine men or witch doctors come in to placate the demons. But they say it is a New World Order airport. See, they can fly into Denver. They never have to leave the airport. The Westin, they just move in, spend their time there, conduct their business someplace hidden in the building, underground probably, conduct their business and fly back to wherever. I wonder how many times the 44th president has flown in and nobody knew about it. Flies in, flies out. Bill Gates flies in, flies out. Schwab, maybe. Soros. It was dedicated by the Freemasons. Colorado. And I was just listening earlier to Alex Jones talking about the HAARP program, and I decided, you know, I'm not going to sit on this spiritual research that I have studied, things I've studied from the Bible, the occult, the devil worshipers in this state, Denver. Oh my goodness. Denver. This city, from the beginning, the occult activity in this city, this is what made Denver great. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcaster on 1360khnc.com. I'll be back to finish out the hour.
Need pain relief? Greska's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station, and I've got a news flash for you today. Neither Donald Trump nor anyone else on this planet is going to be the savior of this country. We are only saved through faith in Christ. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us, for our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. The only way to turn things around is not through anybody in this world, but by repentance and turning back to God. This is what we're talking about at the Feeding Station. So come join us at godsfeedingstation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
And then, to finish off with, to finish the program off with Colorado, then you have one of the oldest Freemason sites in America, up in Central City. That, I don't know what you call it, a lodge? A high place. This is where the children of the devil go, to the high place to do their sacrifices, to do their evil. It's a spiritual principle. And this is why eventually the coming beast is going to declare himself to be God and said that he will take his position above God, place himself higher than God. This is the nature of man. The competition between the Satanists in Well County and Larimer County, and Larimer County and Boulder County, and Boulder County and Denver County. That's what they do. They compete. Competition. And it destroys them. It keeps them divided. And this is one of the ways in which God confounds them. He confuses them. See, the kings of the earth right now, all of these leaders of the nations, they're at war with God for the most part. So God says that he is going to cause them to pick at each other, stab at each other. He's going to have them bickering, fighting, and he's going to laugh. And God will laugh at them. And during the time of the beast, when he rules, see, people think that he's going to be able to do anything he wants, anytime he wants. Well, to some degree, that's true, but not totally true. He's going to have people picking, stabbing, nudging, conflict with his own kingdom here in this country. And then eventually, he's going to get tired of all of the resistance of the corporations and the people of this country, even his own children in the occult, that are going to just cause him a lot of problems. So what's he going to do? He's going to destroy this country. He's going to nuke it. Probably the nukes sitting in Greenland are going to come. Nukes in Russia are going to come. Maybe the nukes here on land are going to go straight up, come straight down. But no, God is going to laugh at him too. Well, I will visit next visit, and we will. I have a couple of programs that I have been wanting to get to, but I felt today the people in this area need to know that we live in the land of the plumed serpent, and in this land there is the area known as the high place. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. 1360KHNC.com. We'll visit again.
Know that 6 in 10 Americans are suffering with chronic disease? Join us for an enriching experience featuring esteemed speakers such as The High Wire's Del Bigtree, renowned farmer Joel Salatin, medical rebel Dr. Lee Merritt, pioneering naturopath Dr. Henry Ely, and many more. With a diverse lineup of over 15 speakers, 55 vendor booths, and an anticipated 1,500 attendees, this summit is your gateway to authentic solutions for healthier living. Don't let this chance slip by. To enhance your journey towards well-being, discover healthier solutions, and connect with like-minded individuals. Get your tickets now for June 1st at the Scenic Ranch in Loveland, Colorado. Call or text 970-475-4083. That's 970-475-4083, or visit naturallyinspiredhealthsummit.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.